The Alaska Music Spotlight on KMBA is sponsored by The Taproot in Spinard, bringing to Anchorage live music from Alaskan artists and nationally touring bands. See their weekly live music calendar at taprootalaska.com.
It's 5:32, getting ready to drive home, and we got you set up with a house concert. No, a car concert. It's kind of like having the band show up in your car for the drive home. They're going to play some tunes today. The band on tap is Sassafras, the Alaska Music Spotlight, where local music matters. The rural, the urban, the young, the old, it's all coming together in a pocket of rock and roll soul here in Anchorage with the band. I just last heard these guys at Salmon Fest, really, and then saw them at the Taproot not so long ago. The band is very active, we hope, this summer, because we're hearing good things. They are live in studio, so welcome, Sassafras, to KMBA. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Thanks
great,
for having
good.
Me
thank
here.
You.
Well, I hear there's a big event next week that is called the Snowball. It is for a fantastic organization, the Alaska Avalanche School, and if you folks want to get involved, the band is going to be the featured act at the third annual Snowball fundraiser at the 49th State Brewery in downtown Anchorage. It's, again, a fundraiser for the Alaska Avalanche School, so information is easily found at their address of alaskaavalancheschool.com. How'd you get involved with the Avalanche School? Did they just invite you, or are you guys big skiers, backcountry folks?
Yeah, we're kind of a mixture. Definitely a bunch of us in here are big skiers, and also our friend Greer is part of the Avalanche Center, and she invited us to come play with her at the festival.
And that is over at the 49th State Brewery, where there is the revamped, the old Snow Goose stage that is revamped, ready to rock, and a great place for a show, so I know you'll have a good time. Well, I saw a quote about the band. I saw the quick description. I know the worst thing to ask a band is, what do you sound like, or what genre are you in, because nobody wants that. So we'll talk a little later about this this hailing from Los Anchorage quote,
yeah.
And being the kind of rock music that even your grandmother can be grooving on. So, wow, urban, rural, young, old. How does it all work with a band that's got two singers that are providing a little soul with the acoustic rock that we hear from the group? Let's hear a little bit of music. What can you share with us to start off our show today?
Well, the first song we can play with you tonight is called Something About You, and it features our two lady singers, Sarah and Katie. They rock. So you'll see a little bit of the vocals and then the little funk that we got with it.
Here's Sassafras on KMBA.
Can do, boy. I'm gonna take
in my sadness. Buy another round, give me that crown till the sun comes up and the moon goes down. Something about you.
Sounds of Sassafras live in studio on 90.3 KNBA. The band is playing next Friday, the 17th, the Snowball at the 49th State Brewery, and you're going to hear that and more. Don't you normally have a few horns in this band as well?
We do.
Yeah.
We have a saxophonist that plays with us. We used to have a trumpet player, but now sax, and unfortunately he has a ear infection right now. Won't be able to make it tonight.
Well, I'll tell you that's okay because this is a small room and a big old braying saxophone would have probably drowned out the rest of you guys. Wonderful sound. Let's catch up with Sassafras. I mean, let's find out where it all began, what the visions were for the band as it began, who came in at what point, did y'all come together? Tell us more about the beginnings of Sassafras.
Well, I think I'm going to turn it over to Sarah because she's the one that really came up with the idea. So.
Yeah, one of my friends introduced me to the band Lucius, and I just loved the sound. And a good girlfriend of mine that I've been singing with since high school, I convinced her to sing one of their songs with me, and we immediately needed a guitarist and thought of Lee and started playing with Lee. And I had played a wedding with Silas before, so we pulled Silas in, and then we kind of pulled people in as we went, and the band's changed a little bit as we've developed. But yeah, it's really fun to play together.
And yeah, interestingly, Katie and Justin and I have played in at least two other bands together before this one, so yeah. It's sort of a package
deal. It's kind of a conglomeration because I played with them too in a band called the Red Hot Llamas, and so when we started playing these kind of Lucius cover songs, it was more folk, and then we really wanted to play kind of more dance music, and we started bringing in the old Llamas into the group, and we kind of came up with this. That's why it's kind of this folky rock funk thing.
Right.
I don't even know how to describe it.
It is hard to describe, yeah.
No artist likes to pigeonhole themselves by describing it as something, because you want that flexibility for it to go anywhere, and the band has really not been together so long that it's a set tone,
right.
Is it?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're willing to add more sounds, willing to bring in more people, perhaps, maybe? Really? A lot
maybe.
Of people in
maybe.
Studio, you never know. Well, it seems to be a bit of a trend that singers are really taking center stage again these days, that there's more than just a lead vocalist, that singing itself seems to be front and center. Do you guys feel like you are a singer-based band, or does everybody share equally?
I would say everybody shares really equally. I mean, I think the singer piece, we really love the harmonies of Lucius, and anytime we can add harmonies, we do that, but it's absolutely a group effort in all of the writing and like morphing of the cover songs that we do. So yeah, I would call it a group.
You know, maybe that's it. Maybe it's that harmonies in a way are coming back. Maybe people using that natural harmonies instead of looping.
Auto-tune.
Yeah,
right.
Instead right, of right. There you go. Instead of auto-tune and looping, they're actually going back to appreciating singers who can harmonize. So
but you having guys, these two ladies do the harmonies is definitely the kind of the shining star in the band, you know what I mean? Like having, I mean, everyone else in the band, everyone's great musicians, and we love jamming out, but having them doing the harmonies really like cuts through and
it does.
Really see it, and
it cuts through in a nice way and provides a good high point for the sound. What can you share with us next as folks are driving home on slippery
so
streets?
So this next song is called Avalanche. It's a song I wrote actually after I set off an avalanche about 10 years ago or so. But this is the first thing I thought about after I went through that, and all I thought about was like, I want to be a grandpa so I can't get stuck in the avalanche. But so I'm moving this microphone over here.
There we go.
And we're set to go. So.
To the mountains, skinning up all the way. I'm gonna paint my line all over this great white page. Push off into the white, my turns make no sound. Till the crack in the face opens up and the mountain starts tumbling down. Well, oh my, there ain't no time. The avalanche is coming down. Oh my. The avalanche is coming down, down, down. Oh my, there ain't no time. The avalanche is coming down. Oh my, there ain't no time. The avalanche is coming down. Yeah. I don't care about my job. I don't care about nothing but love as the avalanche is coming down. I wanna be a grandpa. I wanna have a grandchild. Well, pull me out of this cold, dark hell. I'm too young to die. Well, oh my, there ain't no time. The avalanche is coming down. Oh my, there ain't no time. The avalanche is coming down, down, down. Oh my, there ain't no time. The avalanche is coming down. Oh my, there ain't no time. The avalanche is coming down.
Coming down.
are coming down. Yeah, oh, oh my. It's a coming down. Yeah, it's coming. 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 It's coming down.
It's Sassafras live in studio at 90.3 KMBA, driving home with the band and riding the avalanche on down the hill. That is a apropos song because I like your guys' driving sound. There's always that just underswell of a bass groove. It's not not the standard acoustic fiddle band that's in town. It's really nice to hear somebody just driving a groove. And you guys really ride that pretty well. So that's something that people really need to see live, too. Because it's amazing when you can go a little longer, right? When your set that can go a little longer, a tune can last 6 minutes instead of maybe a radio shortened 3 minutes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I bet you guys do that a lot, don't you? You ride that groove.
Yeah, that solo that Graham was doing right there. So we play electric on stage, and so we got electric guitars and wailing distortion at times, and Graham just tears that thing apart. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Well, we heard that you do like the band Lucius, that was one of those sounds that inspires you. But what are some of the other sounds that you're hearing these days that maybe other folks that are listening can go, ooh, I like them too. Yeah, these guys sound like my kind of band. Anywhere from just a national current act you've just picked up or even a local band. What are you thinking about these
days? You know, I really liked a lot of the acts at Salmon Fest this year. It was really fun for us to play there. But some of the national acts that came up, in particular the Wood Brothers, that was a really, really fun show, and I know, for one, I was a little jealous of the mobility of having three people in a band versus seven, but but as far as their sound goes, too, it was really something inspiring for me.
Definitely.
Yeah, first trip to Salmon Fest for everybody, or as a performance?
Performance, yes. Mm-hmm.
And that was out on the River Stage, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
River Stage, the Wet River Stage.
it was raining that whole weekend, but when we played, the sun actually came out, and it was dry just when we played.
That River Stage was as good as it's ever been. That was the best year for the River Stage. So, folks, if you're enjoying Salmon Fest, maybe Sassafras will be back in action this fall. What are some of your summertime touring plans, some of your ideas for the future? Let's quickly maybe touch on that just a moment so we can get an idea of where folks can see you beyond this Friday's show. Do you have plans?
You know, we were just talking about that, and we actually don't have anything set up next, so we need to...
Except for the next Friday.
For next Friday at the Avalanche Center.
Yeah, so. With the seven-member band, it's hard to coordinate schedules sometimes, but so we don't have...
Do you mean you have to actually have real jobs? See, we all think that musicians are just these free spirits who are making all this fantastic dough to wander the countryside and play songs. It's not always that simple.
Yep.
Sometimes it's hard to stay late up, to stay up late at night, I imagine.
Yep.
But you got a gig this next Friday. So we know we're going to catch you there.
Hopefully, and maybe, Salmon Fest too. Yeah.
And maybe that crowd will just inspire you for another opportunity in
Absolutely.
The near future.
Yeah, things just keep coming up. So one thing that I know that we keep on working on is more original music, and that's really fun. It seems like every couple months, every 2 months, we come up with a new song. So we're actually working on one right now. It's not yet for the public, but come soon.
Teaser.
So we were talking about how tough it is to come up with original material when you're in a large band, because it can break down very quickly if you got 7-8 people kind of butting heads about who's taking the lead, what goes here. So is there anybody in here who's the lead songwriter, the person who starts it all and the rest of you chip in? How's this work?
Yeah, I guess I'm the lead songwriter, I guess. So
leading only.
I've been playing guitar since I was in eighth grade, and love making music, love making songs, and I'll come up with riffs and chords and verses and start getting lyrics together and get the whole song structure ready and bring it to the band. And when I bring it to the band, it's just this baby, and then we take it and just it evolves from there, and becomes even more awesome.
How hard is it to incorporate like a horn section if you're a guitarist? Can you actually write the music for them, or do you just hope that they pitch in and do their thing?
Usually it'll be me just humming it and saying, okay, I want you to do something like this. And then, you know, Ezra will take it and just go far beyond.
The horn players are kind of in their own world anyway.
They kind of
invite them in and out and say, you know, don't get too close to us. We got our own thing going. But it sounds cool when they're with the band and on stage. I really love that, having the sax there for what we saw at the Taproot. The band, once again, is Sassafras. They're live in studio, and they're going to be playing next Friday the Snowball at the 49th State Brewery, which is a fundraiser for the Alaska Avalanche School. Get the details at alaskaavalancheschool.com. Obviously, a pretty important thing for Alaskans to get involved in. So we hope that everybody has a good time at the show. The band is live in studio. We got the World Cafe coming up next at about 6 o'clock, coming up very quickly. So I'd love to get one more song in here for the drive home. What can you share with us next?
This is actually Alicia's tune we're going to do. A
little nod. Tip of the hat to the band that brought us together.
Yeah, this one's called Two of Us on the Run.
Two of us on the run, going so fast, every doubt we had is coming undone. Falling behind with everything we left there, we held on for far too long. And now we pass so many people on the road, they could come along, I wish they'd been told. They may call it a shot in the dark, but from what we know, it's not unheard of. And we'll one day tell our story of how we made something of ourselves. Of love and parts of memories, so everything else has room to grow, 'cause in better light everything changes. And we'll one day tell a story of how we made too short, no window too tight, just turn off the lights when you leave, 'cause we got everything we're gonna need. We're on the run, we're on the run, we're on the run, child. We gotta run, we gotta run, we gotta run, child. One day, tell a story.
live in studio with Sassafras. Thanks a lot for coming, guys. That's just tremendous. That's so nice and a refreshing sound. And wonderful to hear in January and February where we're all just a little bit down and we need to be brought up with some sweet sounds. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We'll look forward to catching you guys again. And if you get out there to see them next Friday at their show, encourage them to book some more dates because you want to see them this summer. And then they'll have to somehow figure out how to quit their jobs and satisfy the audience.
Yeah, come next Friday at the 49th State Club. What time does it start? 7 o'clock?
I think it's right around 7 o'clock. Get the information by going to alaskaavalancheschool.com. There's also Facebook ways to connect with this particular show and both the band and the Alaska Avalanche School. So is there a specific site for the band? Do you guys have a place where folks can get some more information?
Yeah, the best place is on our Facebook site. So just search Sassafras on Facebook and you'll find us.
And so far, no official studio recordings.
Unofficial ones.
highly unofficial recordings. But you, as an audience member, could be on board early on and catch these guys as they start really rocking audiences throughout town. Thanks again for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Program guide of all the great shows on KMBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for your membership support of 90.3 KMBA. Music matters.